B-Pod Studios.
Against the Washington Redskins, the man who covers the Redskins in the Washington Post, Kareem Copeland joins us. Kareem, how are you feeling today?
Good. How's it going?
Awesome. Now, let's talk about this team because, you know, not a lot of people in Philadelphia give the Redskins very much of a chance. And, you know, the personnel, I think, between one team and the other, there's a wide disparity. How do you see it?
Yeah, I mean, that's understandable. I mean, the Eagles right now, I mean, they're Super Bowl contenders this year, and the Redskins are not. They're just the building of their organization is just not where that is right now. So there's a gap, and that's not much of a surprise. But what you're going to see on defense, the Redskins have a good young defense. That's where they're going to, that's what's going to win them games for them this year. Basically, what they want to do is play great defense, run the ball, and not turn it over. You know, they're going to win a lot of, well, they're trying to win games 20-17. They would love to be in a game that the Bears and Packers played last night. That's much more of their speed. If they get into a spot where they have to score a ton of points to keep up, that's just not how this team is built to win. So that's just where they are right now. You know, they're a team that's still rebuilding this offense. The left side of the line has definitely got some question marks without Trent Williams at left tackle. So they're working Donald Penn in, and then at left guard, they're starting someone new. They've got Eric Flowers there, and he's transitioning from tackle. So there's just a lot of things going on that offense that's, quite frankly, a lot of question marks. A really young receiving core. Only Paul Richardson, he's the only guy who's played more than three games out of all the receivers total. So that's why they're underdogs, quite frankly.
All right, let's talk about the defense first, since it's their strength. Now we understand that they have a couple of notable players that have always played well against the Eagles, Kerrigan being one of them, and Josh Norman's still back there, Landon Collins is back there. Who are the guys that are under the radar that we're going to notice in this game defensively for the Redskins?
Well, I don't know if they constitute as under the radar, but the defensive front, the defensive line, that's the best group on this team by far. It's Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen and Matt Ioannidis. Those three guys up front, that is the strength of this team. And then, like you said, you'll have Kerrigan coming off the edge, and the rookie Montez Sweat will get a lot of snaps there. Also Ryan Anderson. But it's that front three, if they set the tone for that defense. So that's really who you want to look for.
All right, Ioannidis, of course, is the tempo guy.
Yep, absolutely. He just got an extension. You know, he's, you know, underrated, super underrated. You know, he's low key, one of the better defensive linemen in the league that nobody ever really talks about. So that's the strength. That's where they want to really, press the pocket and try to get into Carson's face and quite frankly, shut down the run. That's what they're known for, especially with Payne. You know, Payne and Allen are both two of those Alabama guys, so it all starts up front for them.
All right, let's look at the offense. They are very young at wide receiver, and they've got a veteran quarterback who the last time he faced the Eagles didn't play very well, and they've got a running back who's got potential but missed last year. What are they going to try to do on offense?
They're going to try to run the ball, and Jay Gruden said this week that, hey, they're going with Darius Geis. You know, he was the second-round pick last year that blew out his ACL, so he didn't play at all. He still hasn't played an NFL game, but he is, you know, he's a strong runner, quick. Every time in the preseason, he keeps showing you showing everybody kind of why they drafted him in the first place. But, you know, he was out all last year, and then people thought it was going to be a heavy split with Adrian Peterson because, shoot, Adrian turned the clock back last year, ran for 1,000 yards. But it sounds like Darius is the clear number one, and so they're going to try to run through him. They'll probably run to the right more than the left, considering the offensive line issues that they have. But they're at least the good thing about Eric Flowers at left guard, he's better run blocking right now than he is in the past game. So if things go well, it'll be because they're firing off the ball and Darius is picking up big chunks of yards.
We're talking to Kareem Copeland of Washington Post. Kareem, the quarterback dynamic is interesting because Case Keenum obviously is a placeholder for Dwayne Haskins. And it's a matter of time, I think, before Haskins takes over. But if Case Keenum starts off poorly, like, what is his leash that they would be tempted to use Haskins. Could Haskins be used to come in and save a game, maybe?
It depends on when. I don't think right now. I don't think early in these first couple games. I mean, they've got to play four playoff teams in the first five games. The only break really should be against the Giants, and that's still a division opponent. So I think it would be tough to throw Dwayne into a, hey, let's save a game situation right now. You know, he's got all the potential in the world, and he's shown so many flashes throughout the preseason and in camp and things like that. But it's just so much to being an NFL quarterback and all the little mental details and that kind of stuff. He just doesn't have all that stuff all the way down yet. So I don't think it's really fair to kind of throw him into a save us situation. I think once they decide, hey, we're going to Dwayne Haskins, that's them turning the ball over to him and saying, all right, it's your team now, let's go. That may happen this season, but I don't think you throw him in there like intermittently to kind of try to save a situation. I think once he goes in, it's like, okay, let's go with the rook now.
All right, suppose it's 31-3 going into the fourth quarter. Then what?
At that point, you might have to consider, hey, can we get some, you know, good reps for the rookie? I can understand that thought process.
But Keenan will start next week. They'll play him in the fourth quarter, but Keenan will still be the starter. I get it. All right, the Trent Williams thing. What's going on with that?
Nobody really has a good feel on when he's coming back. There was some news yesterday when Adrian Peterson told us that he had actually seen Trent and spoke to him in person. So he was here in the DC area yesterday. The thing is, you know, he had a medical condition where he had a growth on his scalp, and I guess it was misdiagnosed, and there's been issues with this Redskins medical staff in the past, and this seems to be like the straw that broke the camel's back. And, you know, apparently he was pretty frightened by whatever the condition was. We're not exactly positive, you know, I don't want to speculate exactly what it was, but it was a big enough deal that this is, you know, started all of this. And so I have heard, the latest thing I heard was he could possibly be close to returning, but you hear that one day, and then 2 days later you hear, he's not coming back and has no plans to do so anytime soon.
Well, what does he want? What does he want them to do?
And so that's the odd thing that we're all trying to figure out. I don't know if throwing money is going to make you feel any better. Throwing some more money at him is going to make him feel any better. If you're really that scared as far as a health thing, you know, we're not talking about just football health. We're talking about health. And so is a couple extra dollars going to make you feel better about that? I don't know if it's realistic to have a training staff or certain members of a training staff fired at this point as you're going into week one. I don't know if that's even possible or exactly what he wants. I know there's some talk about, there were some reports about that, but I don't know that he wants that responsibility to be, you know, the guy who's getting people fired. So that's the thing that we keep asking, that there hasn't been a clear answer to, of what exactly does he want and what exactly is it going to take to get back, unless he just doesn't want to be with this organization any longer.
Interesting situation. All right, Kareem, the moment of truth, your final score.
Oh, I haven't thought about a final score, but I mean, I'm sure it'll be, I don't think it'll be the crazy blowout that a lot of people think, but I think the Eagles will win probably by double digits, you know, probably something between 10 and 12 points, I'd probably think.
Okay, the line's 10, that's why I'm asking you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, probably right around 10, yeah.
Right around 10? That doesn't do me any good. I'm ready to place a wager here.
Sorry, I'm not good on the button.
Just give me 11 at least.
All right, we'll give you 11.
All right,
how about that?
Hey, thanks for coming on, Kareem. Appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime.
All right, there's Kareem Copeland covering the Washington Redskins for the Washington Post.